Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for coming in. I think with a little editing, we've got something we can use.
Don't do drugs, and if
you must drink
this holiday weekend, don't
drive.
WMFO.
Describing your pleasure from dusk till dawn. Rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir. You want to turn your radio down, please?
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs or just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what this...
Too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio
down. Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor?
Mm-hmm.
I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, who is this?
This is the rock and roll doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, and also at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor, and be back with Timothy Leary.
You gotta do. Get off the barn, stay off the farm. Go read a nursery rhyme. Don't ring 976 BAA. That kind of love's a crime. Hey, dirty deeds
done with shape.
Dirty deeds,
little Bo Peep.
Dirty deeds
done with shape.
Dirty deeds, and they're done. She
don't you tell him no. Look at the flock, they're all in shock. Here comes that mutton fan. Knock out the fleece, give them some peace. Don't be a bond your man, no. Dirty deeds
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds,
little bald pink.
Dirty deeds
done with sheep.
Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep. Dirty deeds and they're done with sheep.
Velcro gloves, knee pads, late night dates.
Done with sheep.
Warning signs, electric fences, high voltage.
Done with sheep.
Dirty deeds.
Don't tell them what I've done to you.
Done with sheep.
Quiet, girls. I think the shepherd's coming.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive. We'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
I'm so unusual, see my pants, they're wicked tight. They're so tight you can't tell that I'm hanging to the right. And in my platform shoes I wear lifts for added height. I'm so unusual, I firm my hair, I don't wear underwear. I'm so unusual with the ladies, I'm no dunce. I'm like an animal, like a tiger when he hunts. I don't like single girls, I like two or three at once. I'm so unusual, it seems so long ago that I had my own show. And women waited in line, now there's just regret, 'cause I can't seem to get off of this lazy ass of mine. It's so unusual to think back to younger days. It used to be so cool when the girls threw lingerie. But time went by and not everything improved with age. It's so unusual, now women throw depends on stage. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend?
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
You will be my boyfriend.
Yeah, I won't be your boyfriend.
Why not? You do not
like
me.
Well, I can be. Yeah, I can be. Depend. Well, boyfriend, yeah, okay.
This is a song called Namog Zrobić Domofon. It's been in my country, there is a problem. In my country there is problem, and that problem is transport. It take very, very long, because Kazakhstan is big. Throw transport down the well,
come on,
so my country can be free. So my country can be free. We must make travel easy, then we have a big party. In my country there is problem, and that problem is the Jew. They take
take everybody's money, they never give it back. Throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party. If you see the Jew coming, be careful of his teeth. You must grab him by his money, and I tell you what to do. Everybody, throw the Jew down the well, so my country can be free. You must grab him by his horns, then we have a big party.
Cheat on me, you pay with your life. You be my wife, I treat you nice. We will make love whenever I like. I give you two shoes, a dress that is red. They belong just to you, since my old wife now dead.
Mackenzie, this is my vice principal, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay, so good day, welcome to school, and today we're not going to have the national anthem or the Lord's Prayer. Instead, we're going to have our theme.
Okay, everyone ready? Will you sing with me, standing in unison?
Okay, be seated.
We have a long day ahead of us, so we should begin with a 2-hour recess. Everyone get up and go out.
Go outside.
Good day.
Okay, there'll be smokes handed out outside. This isn't a fire drill. No lining up, just run out. Okay. Okay, light up. Oh, if they're outside, they can't hear us, eh?
Oh, well, then we'll light up.
Okay.
No, everyone go out except the people in the third seat of every row. You all have a detention.
Why? What'd they do?
I have to talk to them all in my office.
You
so
can't...
come to the vice principal's office and we'll have a beer and talk. You've been bad.
You can't do that. You have to have a reason.
I don't. If I'm vice principal, my vice principal never had any reason,
okay,
so I don't need any.
This, what? Really?
Okay, so, like, that's the announcement.
Except one thing, when you go in the lunchroom, what you're smelling is food, and that thing is a burger. Okay, go ahead.
Good day. End of announcements.
Have a good school day. You want everybody to stand up again?
All right.
Stand up again for the end.
And sing in unison.
Beauty. Everyone say, beauty.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll meet you guys outside, okay?
Oh, okay.
Hey, Holmes. Come on, man. Sometimes when they gotta go really bad, you can't, you know? Come on, man. You wanna go out there? I'll put you back in the closet. I think he's got stage fright, man. Come on, man. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Oh, hey, man, thanks an awful lot, man.
Hey!
Thank you.
Born in Big Beaver by the borderline. He started playing hockey by the time he was nine. His dad took the hose and froze the backyard. Little Buddy dreamed he was Rocket Richard. He grew up big and he grew up tough. He saw himself scoring for the Wings or Canucks, but he wasn't that good with a puck. Buddy's real talent was beating people up. His heart wasn't in it, but the crowd ate it up. Through peewees and juniors and midgets and mites, he must have racked up more than 300 fights. Till a scout from the Flames came down from Saskatoon, said there's always room on our team for a goon. Son, we've always got room for a goon. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right, a Czech at the blue line looking for a fight. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody!
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? Hit somebody was what the crowd roared when Buddy the Goon came over the boards. Coach, he'd say, I wanna score goals. The coach said, Buddy, remember your role. The fast guys get paid, they shoot and they score. Protect them, Buddy, that's what you're here for. Protection is what you're here for. Protection, it's the stars who score. Protection, go and kick somebody's ass. Protection, don't put the biscuit in the basket, just hit somebody. It rang in his ears, blood on the ice ran down through the years. The king of the goons with a box for a throw, a thousand stitches and broken bones. He never lost a fight on his icy patrol, but deep inside Buddy only dreamed of a goal. He just wanted one damn goal. There were Swedes at the blue line, Finns at the red, a Russian with a stick heading straight for his head. Brains over brawn, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody!
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do? In his final season, on his final night, Buddy and a Finn goon were pegged for a fight. 30 seconds left, the puck took a roll, and suddenly Buddy had a shot on goal. The goalie committed, but he picked his spot. 20 years of waiting went into that shot. The fans jumped up, and the Finn jumped too. And cold cock Buddy on his follow through. The big man crumbled, but he felt all right, 'cause the last thing he saw was the flashing red light. He saw that heavenly light. There were Swedes to the left of him, Russians to the right, a check at the blue line looking for a fight. Take care of your teeth, that might work for you. What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody!
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Hit somebody!
What's a Canadian farm boy to do?
Hit somebody!
What else can a farm boy from Canada do?
Let's see, body oil, check. Incense, check. Environmental records, double check.
I'm gonna get some serious draws tonight, think I ain't?
Let's see, if I tell Gilbert Rome to meet me at 11 and I creep at 10, that'll give me an hour of free reign. More draws, more draws. 9:30, getting dressed, I had a couple sips of wine. Boom, I swear to God, my suit was hanging fine. Everybody at the club, freaked. When I stepped from a limousine, they said, ooh, it's good to see. I said, oh, it's good to be seen, you know what I mean? I tell you what's good, it's a good thing we live close, cause I almost suffocated in that car. Next time I won't wear so much Paco Rabanne or whatever that's thing. I wonder if they got potato chips up in this. Man, this ain't like them house parties we used to go to. That's all right, I'm clean. Tonight, hey, I'm a movie star. I see myself on a silver screen. Tonight, it don't matter who you are. I'm the only star on the scene. You know what I mean? Man, I hate making movies. I like that money. Think I don't? Check me out. I just walk in, don't even find a seat. Just threw my coat right on the floor. Grab somebody for a quick dance. Boy, girl, don't matter no more. I'm hot. Shit. Mix was right. Bold. Lloyd.
Ouch! I see myself up on the silver screen. Tonight, it don't matter, I'm the star on the scene. Ouch!
Mix was right on the one to kick drum. Hit a triple beat, baby, I was popping. Did one spin, did second, did splits, came up, looked around, the joint was hopping. Hopping! Joint was hopping. Somebody say movie star.
So check it out, you wanna dance?
Are you wearing that Paco Rabanne or whatever you call it?
Oh wow, that's dumb.
What? Speak up, I can't hear over that suit.
Maybe you can hear this.
Am I supposed to be impressed?
That's right, Rolls Royce. Check it out, baby. You wanna dance now?
Maybe next song.
Yeah, right, dance floor is not big enough.
Let's creep, I had enough of this action. Bartender, on the house, give everybody in here some. Man, I don't care, I got money to spare. You're cute and your music's thumping. Yo, baby, get the check.
Yo, baby, my behind, I need my money.
Say, brother, brothers, can I get some credit? No! Much money I spend in this nasty joint? You need to be slapped. Darling, shall we leave now? Go to Hades, boy! So you like my crib? It's not mine, it's rented. Say, how much did you have to drink?
Was the biggest lake you've ever been in.
So do you like environmental records? Crickets chirping, water rushing. Supposed to make you horny, just make me want to go to the bathroom. Actually, this one's not bad, check it out. So like, what's your name? Oh wow, that's dog.
My thanks as always to Chris Earle and Time Travel for keeping the station warm 5 to 7 every Wednesday night. I can only imagine how many FCC violations we logged sitting in across from Chris this week. So if the FCC suddenly pulls us off the air, you know it's not our fault. On the plus side, they kept the seats nice and warm for us,
which is good.
And Chris Earle has some great ass warmth, I'm finding.
Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking or having sex. But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother. And me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has to live with half a brain. Yes, me, I got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of his brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Funny how the world works. People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over booze. Either way, it ends the same. Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver, and Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver than an intellect that's second to a fern. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll dose him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric grounds. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than have to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Rock size 45.
Well, I went out for a boogie a week ago last Tuesday. I was doing the Wigan Hustle and the Palais Glide. I met a girl in pink suspenders, and her buzzwams were stupendous, like two bald-headed men sitting side by side. She wore a bra size 45, and she could shoot and jive. And when she stopped dancing, bits of her kept wobbling about. She said, "You drive me crazy, burn some rubber on me, baby." She grabbed my little whistle, and she began to shout, "Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, I'm 6 feet tall and 5 feet thick. Hit me, hit me, hit me."
Bra size 45, bra size 45.
I couldn't do nothing but stand and stare. She gave me a hug like a grizzly bear. I couldn't see much, I thought I was dead. I had boobs upside my head.
Boobs upside my head.
Oh, what a front she had. Enough for me, my brother and dad. A chest of drawers, no doubt. One with the top drawer half pulled out. Oh, what a front she got. Believe me, son, she got the lot. Right before my eyes. And
your pardon? I think I'll do a talking bit instead. She was the big economy sizer. Bushwhams were gigantic, like two fat little boys wrestling under a blanket. The flickering strobes lit up the globes that thrust from her pullover. I think her name was June, cause she was busting out all over. She said, can you feel the force? Do you wanna take one step beyond? I said, goodness gracious, great balls of fire, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. She said, knock on wood, I'll blame it on the boogie. Now what do you think about that? I said, oh heck, it must be jelly, cause jam don't shake like that. Not so much of the night fever, more like a belt with a tire lever. She was not at all pendulous, in fact she was tremendulous.
Cross size 45, cross size 45, cross size 45, cross size 45.
She wore a brass size 45, and when they played I Will Survive, she went crackers, and her animal desires became much keener. She said, John, I'm only dancing, but I'd rather be romancing. She had me inside out and upside down in the back of my Cortina. Hit me with your rhythm stick.
And there in my car, the windows all stained up, I thought I would trim. She let it all hang out in bras. And there in my car, I thought this is it. An instant replay, my foot out the window in bras.
Hurrah, 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 hey! Over the hills and now I'm on my way.
I got out my tent pole and tuned her.
Hurrah, 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 hey! Over the hills and now I'm on my way.
Come on, let's do the Bristol stump. She wore a bra size 45. I thought I never would revive when I tackled that young lady with the bounciest of blousers. But she left me for a geezer who had much more chance to please her with his own master blaster and a pair of baggy trousers. Oh, what fun they had.
Who's in charge over there?
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, listen, I bought 400 square feet of kitchen ceramic tile there today.
Okay.
All right, and the half of these things are busted.
Okay.
All right, now I'm very angry here.
What kind of tile you got, sir?
Well, they were kitchen. They were like a brownish color, ceramic tile.
Which brownish color? You have a name on it?
Yep. It's tan. It's like a tan, a sandalwood, whatever the you guys call it.
What's her name, sir?
Well, here's the problem, Jerky. Half of them are broken. You understand? And I got a job to do.
Sir, we could talk somewhere,
Don't give me the somewhat. It's always a problem with you guys.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Frank. Frank Rizzo.
Huh?
Frank Rizzo! Open your f***ing ears, jackass.
Hold on.
They say it's just a bunch of noise, it all sounds the same. It ain't got no message, ain't got no shame. These rock and roll players only know three chords. They got their minds in the gutter, those degenerate whores. Well, I like what I like, there's no right or wrong. That's why I'm singing this one note, one note song. The melody. Well, whoever decided that there had to be, you just pick yourself a note, and it won't be long before you're singing this one note song.
Today on IPR.
The U.S. Treasury this week announces the release of a new $3.50 coin. The release has been pushed back twice already due to controversy surrounding its peculiar smell.
Lesbians in Europe are up in arms today, but plan on settling back down tomorrow.
Could sweet pickles be the cure for a groin pull? How about the cause?
And commentary on the experience of being a very fat, fat man in Beijing, China.
For IPR, I'm Sherman Raleigh.
I'm Fran Berry.
I'm Jamina Brundle.
And I'm Zoldar, Venusian Prince of War. Beware my wrath. I am Zoldar.
All this on IPR, Irrational Public Radio.
Support for IPR comes from our listeners, as well as the law offices of Pat Hendeman affiliates, protecting the rights of the slightly injured for three generations. The Redman Group, providing questionable financial advice to the elderly. And the Mama Yagi Meat Company, makers of the world's first reversible cold cuts.
Today marks the anniversary of the commencement of one of the most controversial scientific experiments in modern history. The Milgram experiments, named after sociological pioneer Dr. Stanley Milgram, consisted of volunteer participants going through a supposed study of physical punishment on memory and learning. One participant would be asked to deliver an electric shock to another participant for each incorrect answer in a memory test. The participant being shocked was actually a confederate of Milgram's, an actor feigning receiving shocks. And the real experiment was based on discovering how far the unknowing volunteer would go in bringing harm to another human being as a matter of obedience to authority. A few years ago, however, we became aware of an earlier version of this experiment, conducted by Dr. Milgram as well, one that apparently inspired the latter. In this initial experiment, the goal was indeed to discover the effects of punishment on learning, and the person taking the memory test actually received electric shocks. There was only one such experiment conducted. Its learning participant was Louis Ranallo, with whom we were able to talk in our studios. The following is an excerpt from that 1996 interview. Mr. Ranallo, at what point in the orientation process did you realize the nature of the experiment?
Well, Dr. Milgram explained to us that I was to memorize certain word pairs and later would be asked to repeat them. He explained that I would be receiving an electric shock that would be more powerful and painful each time I gave an incorrect answer. So it was fairly clear from the outset what the experiment was to consist of.
And did this concern you at the time, the prospect of receiving electric shocks?
Yes. Well, I mean, I have a fairly good memory, and the initial electric shock he demonstrated as an example didn't seem too extreme, so I agreed to continue with the experiment.
Explain to us the gradation of the shocks you were to receive.
Well, the first wrong answer was to be followed by a shock about equivalent to being shocked by a low-power wall outlet, you know, as if you'd maybe stuck something metal into a wall outlet. From there, for each incorrect answer, it would increase by 25 volts up through all the levels on the control board.
I see. And how many levels were there?
172.
172. And how many did you go through that day?
Well, that's kind of tricky. They completed the test through all the levels.
They went through all 172 levels?
Yes. But then they realized that they had miscounted the gradations of shocks in relation to the number of word pairs. So they had to call in an electrical engineer to alter the machine and increase its electrical capacity so as to provide for enough electrical shock potential to finish the word pairs.
How many levels did they add?
Another 172.
Another 172?
Yes.
And how many of those added levels did you go through?
Only about 100.
And then what happened?
They blew a fuse.
Now, I understand that contrary to what you were originally told at the time of the experiment, there were some lasting side effects to the shocks you received?
That's correct.
Tell us what some of those were.
Well, the extremity of the level of electric shocks I received, while causing no real tissue damage, did permanently alter the amount and volatility of the electric current already in my body.
Beyond the normal amount present in a healthy, ordinary nervous system.
That's correct.
With what results?
Well, the main result being that I'm abnormally prone to what's called an arcing effect, where proximity to foreign sources of electricity actually cause a visible arc of electric energy to jump across small amounts of space and make contact with my body.
Sources such as
A microphone?
Yes.
A radio? Any kind of electrical equipment, really.
How has this affected your daily life?
Well, I had to quit my job.
What was your job?
I manufactured Christmas lights.
In 1986, you filed suit against the Milgram estate, claiming damages due to your side effects, which included, according to testimony you gave in December of that year, side effects beyond those related to the electrical arc effect. Among those is a claim to have incurred a sudden and quite extreme case of Tourette's syndrome. Is that correct?
Fuck yes. It was very difficult at the time because I had been involved as a board member at my church, you know, a position I unfortunately had to step down from.
Some of the other side effects listed in the deposition include fatigue, headaches, and significant decrease in attention span. Mr. Ranallo?
Yes? Oh, yes. Yes, that's true. There were a number of side effects that didn't manifest themselves immediately, but, you know, came about soon after the experiment.
Like the narcolepsy. Are you all right?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you all right?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Taking into consideration all that you've been through, if you had the chance to speak with people directly responsible for all that you've gone through both that day and through the following years as a result of the experiment, mm-hmm. what in particular might you want to tell them?
Well,
We've been talking with experiment participant Louis Ranallo, who received fairly high amounts of electric shocks as part of an experiment on punishment and learning. Experiments that left a deeper history with the effects with which it left its participants than with the conclusions drawn from its scientific results. Mr. Ranallo, thank you very much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
For IPR, I'm Zoldar, Venusian Prince of War. Beware my wrath, I am Zoldar.
For some listeners, the quality news and programming on IPR is taken for granted. Well, why not listen to this, you insufferable bastards?
As any regular listener is acutely aware of, one of the necessities of public radio is fundraising. We are only able to bring you the highest quality news, features, and commentary commercial-free because of the generosity of our listening community. But we also understand the toll a long, strung-out fundraising campaign can take on even the most strident supporter. This year, then, we have shortened our normal 12-week annual campaign into 30 seconds. We hope that this condensed effort will expedite the process and make it less intrusive to our listeners. For the next 30 seconds, please call in to pledge your support to the finest quality programs being broadcast today. In order to relieve the congestion of callers making smaller pledges, we do ask that during the 30-second fund drive, you comply with the minimum pledge guideline of $100,000. For this basic membership gift, you will receive a handsome thank you letter on official IPR letterhead, as well as a velo-bound transcript of this fundraising announcement. We thank you in advance for your support.
Support for IPR comes from listeners like you, as well as listeners not much like you at all. IPR, Irrational Public Radio.
Today on IPR...
New medical research costs more and more each year. Who's going to pay for it? Don't look at me.
A.A. Milne, Incontinence and Cajun Cooking, An Etymology of the Word Poop.
Russia, Poland, and the United States are combining efforts to stretch a length of copper wire from the bowels of the Atlantic Ocean to the bowels of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Caltech, with the hopes of reaching additional bowels in Europe and Asia by the year 2040.
All this on IPR, Irrational Public Radio.
For 12 years, the municipal government of Mexico City has displayed a distinctly conservative bent. Commentator Cody Andrescu.
The other night, I found myself at an all-night Muslim rib joint in Spanish Harlem. It was about 3 in the morning, and I had been waiting for my waitress for over an hour. Finally, she came. After she took my order, she was about to leave, but I hailed her back. "Excuse me," I said, "I don't mean to be rude, but I have waited such a long time. Perhaps you could bring me a glass of water while my food is being cooked." "No," she said, with a thick Korean accent, "we don't serve any beverages on Thursdays." I was sorry to hear this because I had ordered peanut butter and a bag of saltines. I set about trying to change my order, but with no success. When my food came, I felt compelled to eat it all anyway. This, I thought, is why I hate New York.
Funding for IPR comes from our listeners, as well as from Mr. and Mrs. Oliver Drake, founders of the Bailiwick Southern Methodist Turkish Lesbian Charitable Trust, providing quality footwear to overprivileged children for under 40 years.
Bong, bong, bong.
IPR.
Good evening.
I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. Come on. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, and you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is kind of fat. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is where it's at. Engine, engine number 9. On the New York Transit line, if my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene, crispy and clean. You can try, but then why? Cause you can't intervene. Never the traitor, party inflator. And you can get a scoop later. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. This, that, this, that, this, that. You can get with this, cause this is where it's at.
There are places I'll remember all my life. Though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all. Friends and lovers, there is no one compares with you. And these memories lose their meaning when I think of love as something new. Though I know I'll never lose affection for people and things that went before, I know I'll often stop and think about them. In my life, I'll love you more. In my life, I'll love you more.
Thanks for listening to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you every Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Goodbye to Sean Connery, and this show was previously recorded. The choice is yours. I hope one was made and we're not waiting till the rest of 2020 to find out who is the president. Hope things get better, everybody. Have a good night. See you next week.